Hello everyone, welcome back to Royalty. This is part two of what makes you unique and to start doing what's more comfortable for you, doing what you do well as opposed to do what's more comfortable for others. I cut this in two parts because if I had finished it in one, it would have been a very hella long video. I was trying to kind of give, you know, information piece by piece. And so in this section, in this part, I'm going to talk about the other three or four points that I didn't talk about in the first one. So we've gone over knowing your strengths, which comes from self-awareness, which comes from going to therapy, which comes from journaling, and several other ways. It's not just these two. And so now we're going to go into point two. So the next point is understanding your comfort zone. In counseling, psychotherapy, there's this thing called the window of tolerance. You have a hypoarousal and hyperarousal. And for hypoarousal, you kind of shut down, right? You kind of get depressed, lethargic, numb. You feel very unmotivated. And for hyperarousal, you feel overactive, like you have unclear thoughts. You feel emotionally distressed. You just can't come down. And for hypoarousal, you just shut down. And in your window of tolerance, the body kind of is mentally engaged with everything. I'm using this to describe a comfort zone because I like the word window of tolerance. There are some things that you can tolerate. There are some things that feel more comfortable to you. And when you leave the window of tolerance to either hyperarousal or hyperarousal, you're kind of in a different state. That's just, you don't know, like, you feel not yourself. And the idea of these two places between the window of tolerance that's hyper and hypo is just pushing your window of tolerance a bit further and further and further. Like, you feel the hyper, like you feel overreactive to something. And the first point of self-awareness helps you know, oh, okay, I'm recognizing what's going on here. If you're in a feeling where you have like unclear thoughts, or if you're in a feeling of numbness, of depression, you kind of notice that, okay, this is not what I usually feel, you know, when I'm in my comfort zone, when I'm in my window of tolerance, when I feel comfortable. This is not how I usually feel. Something is happening here. I'm in a hypo state, or I'm in a hyper state. That helps you say, okay, I know what's going on. And then it helps you push it. Slowly, slowly you push it. If you can, or if you can't, you're like, okay, I'm going to go back to my comfort zone. I'm just going to stay here for a while and stew here for a while. And I'll try that again. Do you know what I mean? You try to get out again. And you know that you're getting out of your comfort zone. You know that you're getting out of your window of tolerance. And you try to manage it slowly, slowly, slowly. Until it becomes your comfort zone as well. Until it becomes something that you're more comfortable with, you can tolerate more. For me, an example of this in my life is, let's say, posting stuff. I think in 2019 was when I really like became vulnerable with social media, like posted all this singing stuff. And I really always wanted to do that. Always, always, always. I was in such a depressed state when I was in Covenant University. I just was not happy at all. And it made me like lash out in so many ways. Like, I was so defensive, so angry all the time. Like, you can't just talk to me just like that. Like, I was just really irritated with the world. I did not want to be there. And I didn't recognize that that was going on. I just thought, well, no one can mess with me. That's it. Like, I would just fight for, and I just thought I was just fighting for myself. But no, I was just in a very depressed state and didn't know. And now that I do, I can feel the sudden change where I'm like, this is not me, but then it is. It's just me who has accepted myself, who knows why I was in those states before and who appreciates that that time wasn't a great time for myself, and this time is, and I just have to keep on being better. I know when I'm in that state now. Like if I feel irritated or something, I go into that defensive, argumentative, angry mode, and I immediately check myself, like, okay, come on, calm down, relax, all right? The world is not coming to an end. It makes me recognize that, okay, hey, let's reel it in, okay? And even my friends, family around me, like, they just give me a look, and I'm like, okay, all right, I hear you, and then I calm down. Do you know what I mean? So understanding your comfort zone really, really has its impact on your personal and in turn your professional growth. Stepping out of it slowly, knowing that you're stepping out of it, knowing that you're stepping back in, really, really goes a long way. The third point I'm going to go into is the pressure to conform. I mean, who doesn't know about this pressure? Who doesn't know about conformity, about societal expectations, about,
hey, I'm a baddie,
because everybody else is saying so. Who doesn't know about all of these things? Like, come on. I feel like that's one thing. Even myself as well. All of us, we're there. Like, people, let's say, that don't like to go party and still go because, well, you know, my friends are doing this and doing that, let me just go, you know. All these things that, you know, it's just not for you, and you go ahead to do it anyway because other people aren't doing it. It's not great for your mental health. It's not great for your person. So you still have to, I think all of these points that tie back to that self-awareness, the very first point, is you have to know yourself. You have to know. Even if you know that you are following societal expectations, that, oh, I'm not doing this for myself, it goes a long way to finally realizing and checking yourself, that, why am I still doing this? Why am I still going along because everybody else is doing this thing? Why am I still on social media? Is it because everyone else is doing it, or is it because I actually want to be here? Why am I doing this? Why am I just asking yourself those questions and being really, really intent with the answers. Asking yourself, like, is this for a genuine reason? Is this for a genuine reason? Is this for me, or is this for other people? If it's for other people, do I still want to keep doing it because it's for other people? Do I still want to keep doing this thing for this person? Or do I want to stop doing this because I really, really don't want to? So asking yourself these things really helps you. Stop trying to fit into molds that don't align with your strength. Like in Nigeria, there's this big thing about being a comedian, and you see a lot of people who are doing this and doing that, and some of them just don't stick because you could see that they're forcing it and they're not staying true to them. Us viewers can see that this is not for you, you know, this is not funny, this you can't sing or you can't act, or just we can see that you're not being true to yourself. Other people can see it, that's the thing. If you are not being you, other people can obviously see that, okay, I'm not interested. And there's a reason why they're not interested. And one of those could be that you're forcing it. So trying to fit into molds that don't align with your own strengths is very transparent. So I think we have to just resist the urge to conform to societal pressures. And we just need to stay true to ourselves. The fourth point now is to overcome the fear of judgment. With all of the steps that I have taken in my life, there's always a fear of, geez, I'm going to be judged for this reason or for that reason or for doing this or for being that or for the blah, 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 blah. There is always, always, always that fear. But the big thing is to not let that fear control you. You have to control the fear. You have to say, right, I know what I'm scared of. Let's see. Even the fear of judgment, the fear of failure, the fear of everything, the fear of not getting what you've set out to get. Even like me with this podcast now, I'm like, ay, ay, ay. Are people going to, you know, take this on? Are people going to like it? Are people going to say, you know, shitty things? Are people, you know, even the words I'm using now just helps me see that, yo, What is this business about people? Just stay true to yourself. Just know what you're doing. If it's something for you, if you like what you're putting out there, then continue. If it's good, then continue. If it's something that you really, you yourself creating it, really relates to, then continue. Because what's going to happen is the people who relate to it like you do, the people who have a similar mindset or who have a similar story or who want to listen to something like this, they would come. You can't keep doing things or not keep doing things because of the fear of people. When we say the fear of judgment, when we say the fear of failure, the fear of this, the fear of that, it really is just about other people now, isn't it? If we stay true to us, if we say, yeah, okay, I know I might fail because of this reason or that reason, it helps us say, okay, let's go for it. If we know that we're scared of being judged, who are we being judged by? People. If we don't let people control us, what are we going to do? We're going to do what we're setting out to do. We're going to do what we want to do if those fears of other people didn't exist. So let's acknowledge that those fears are there. Let's acknowledge that we are scared of being judged. We can acknowledge what it is we think we might be judged on. We can search it out. Write that down, write that list down, and just go, right, this is the worst that could happen. Now let me do this and see what happens. Like, try to, what I say, challenge it. What word should I use here? In the most Nigerian way of saying it. Look at it in the face. Look at it. Like, do it. Then go back and say, man, see, I did it. Like, you can't tell me nothing. I have done it. I have beaten this. You know, so let that be the goal. Let that be, okay, write down the fears and do the thing. That's the middle layer. Then sandwich it by saying, this is where I want to get to say, I have beaten this. I have beaten this fear. I have done it. What happened? Did the worst happen? Oh, it did. Okay, how did I react to the worst thing that happened? Was I okay? Am I okay? What has happened to me? Am I still breathing? Can I still go another day? Can I still do another one in a better way? Can I be better? And you'll find your answers. It's about improving. If you get judged, look at what you were judged on. Is it genuine? Are they just envious of you? Are they just jealous of you? Or are they actually coming from a good place by the things they say when they judge you? So pick up the things that are useful, the useful tips, and leave the rest, dump the rest, and just aim to keep on improving. Don't be scared of people. They are just people who are in the same boat as you, who are probably even stuck not doing anything because they are also scared of the same thing. They are also scared of judgment. They are also scared of failing. So don't listen to these people, because judgment is going to come anyway. When you do something, when you do anything, judgment is going to come because you are deviating from the norm. There's only like a very, very tiny percentage of people who are actually doing things. A very tiny percentage. And the rest of us are just spectators. Like, you can't want to be a spectator all of your life. You have to do what it is for yourself. If not, you're like the rest of the world. The most percentage who's not doing anything because they are scared. So let's just try to overcome this fear and embrace our unique abilities and know that these judgments can come and aim to overcome them. So I hope that all of these things would help you, would help us, me, to stay true to what we do well and to stop trying to do what's more comfortable for others. Thank you so much for listening. And again, welcome to royalty. You all are royalty. And I want us all to remember that, to be intent on how we're going through life and show and spread love as much as we can. Please like, subscribe, and I would see you soon, God willing.